Hello, this is David G, and welcome to today's meditation on three sacred gifts. The sacred power of your ripple flows through infinity, but it starts with you. We need to make a daily commitment to accept ourselves in every moment, to be kind to ourselves, to appreciate ourselves. It's truly the only validation we need, and this begins with you truly understanding your voice. When we think of our voice, we often view it as the words that come out of our mouth. But your voice is much more expansive than simply words. It's the energy you flow in every moment and the ripple of that energy. We speak in verbal and nonverbal ways, from the choices we've made to the messages we send, to the divine purpose that holds our stars apart and our universe together. Some of us have dimmed our light over fear of being diminished by another, biting our tongues or walking on eggshells because we don't have the confidence to risk being judged. Some of us feel listened to but don't feel heard. So sometimes we just quit. We just shut down. No more. The sacred power of your ripple invites you to shout your magnificence from every rooftop, to stop dimming your light and turn it up brighter, to say what's on your mind, to do what feels true in the moment, to risk failure, to express yourself from your heart, and to let your passion flow. You can express your voice through physical appearance, through your job or your career, through your hobbies, interests, and causes, through your writings, posts, creations, and performances, and through the daily energy you flow through the world. Expressing yourself physically, emotionally, and verbally is a very important aspect of the sacred power of your ripple. Each of us desperately needs to be heard in some way. It helps validate that we have meaning in this life. Some of us express our ripple simply by putting ourselves out there. We want someone to know how we feel or what something means to us. We want people to see the real us at our best. We want someone to connect with us on our own terms. And sometimes we simply need to share, release, vent, or commune. Whatever vehicle we choose, we can share and express ourselves in the form of encouragement, intimate encounters, and works of creativity. All are forms of the sacred power of your ripple. Various expressions of letting your voice be heard. Choosing the right way to physically, emotionally, or tangibly purr or roar in the right moment makes all the difference. So stop playing small. Pick your moment. Let your voice be heard. The divine principle of one teaches that it actually is possible to infuse another person with new possibilities through the sacred power of your ripple. A transformational exercise for awakening this sacred power and flowing it into someone else is to gift them with three affirmations that remind them of their divine nature. We do this by transferring energy to them in the ripples of attention, affection, appreciation, and acceptance. These affirmations are referred to as sacred gifts, and we can offer them in person, on the phone, in email, text, or social media. The more direct and personal the exchange, the greater the impact of the sacred gifts. Nothing is more powerful than gazing into a person's eyes and sharing a sacred gift. So I encourage you to invite a friend to share them back with you once you've flowed them out into the world. But first, I want to share them with you directly. So close your eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Turn your palms up. Open your heart. And allow these words to ripple through you. You're beautiful. You're doing a great job. And I love you. Just let that settle in for a few moments. I'll say it again. You're beautiful. You're doing a great job. And I love you. Now, if you can take a deep breath in, let those words tenderly settle into your heart. Let them go. When it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Hopefully being told that you're beautiful, you're doing a great job, and that you are loved has made a little bit of a difference in your life. Pass this on to someone else. And let's keep the ripple flowing. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Keep meditating, and I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.